Surprise, gentlemen? Which surprises you more, that I speak your language? That is a simple matter of sorcery and words placed in your mind. Or is it that the sarcophagus that you opened has an actual mummy in it? Now, if you will simply help me overcome this curse... Don't run! Ugh, they always run. That's not me sucking the air out of your lungs. That's the curse, trying to keep my resurrection from being completed. It was only my magic keeping you alive once you woke me. You're too far away from my dwindling power now, and... but at least one of you remains. Braver than your friends, perhaps? Or too frightened? So that you could not even muster the courage to run? No matter. Either way, I need your help. I was buried alive. For becoming the first pharaoh to become powerful enough to rival the gods themselves. Ra, Anubis, Isis. They all instructed their priests on how to capture me and contain me. The spells to use for both, still, it was all they could do to defeat me. So now you see. One of the first pharaohs, possibly even before your recorded history. Your mind tells me the records of their pharaohs do not go back this far. And it would be thousands of years before another woman would lead the people. Do not let my appearance disturb you, little explorer. Our techniques were better in my day, but my day was so long ago. You can help me to fix everything. Or you can die like the others once my spells wear out, if I am forced back into my sleep. See those jars over there? You know what they're for, or at least what they'll be used for in the future. Hand me the one with the baboon's head. This contains my lungs, in a much better state of preservation than myself. See? Would you do the honors of helping myself... more presentable? Just place them into the opening. They know where to go once you get them close. Oh, much better. I can breathe again and talk with my own voice. Now, the one with the jackal. That's my stomach. You know where it goes. Don't laugh. Your stomach would rumble too if you hadn't eaten for as long as I had. Now, put it in place. Better, 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 better. Starting to feel like my old self again. Now the human-headed jar. You recognize the liver, don't you? Place that organ where it belongs, please. You have a gentle touch. So unlike the hands of the priests that touched me last. The ones that removed those organs in the first place. No, the last jar, with the falcon on it. My intestines. Not the most glamorous of organs, but I need them back to be complete. Be a dear and thread them back into me. My body remembers where they belong. Finally, all the pieces are where they belong. Don't I look... so much better? Of course not. But now that I'm whole, it is time for me to be restored. You see, there is one more organ I need to help me. And it belongs to you. No, not your heart or your brain. Think lower. Much lower. The organ I need from you is one that I was never born with. Oh, fear not, mortal. You can keep it when I'm done. You can keep it the entire time, actually. You just need to share it with me for a few minutes. And I am not a cruel almost god. I have some magic left. If I'm getting my full powers back in just a few minutes, I can afford to use what's left to make my appearance more, palatable, lifelike, and your mind more apt to forget what horrors it had seen previously, or at least less likely to care. There now, I'm a woman, not a walking corpse. Your thoughts say that I'm beautiful, and I find that oddly flattering, even when I was once worshipped by an empire. Help me. Help me now. We need to generate life in the time-honored fashion, but that effort will go towards re-sparking my life force, not creating a new one. Take me in your arms. You do not necessarily have a choice in this matter. With the amount of magic I still have left, I need to live again. I need to live again. Despite your fear, your body and even your heart do not seem all that opposed to a union with me. See? My skin is not slimy anymore. Pull away the last bandages, and you'll see that my flesh is pink, fresh, responsive to your touch. There are not even any scars where they embalmed me. You will see shortly that, for now at least, I am fully human, both outside and in. Lean me back against my sarcophagus so we can confirm this. Yes. I dreamt of many things over these millennia of sleep. Eating, drinking, revenge, but this most of all. I plan on being a very lustful god. More. More, my much younger lover. I feel life essence building in me. Along with the passion. They're intertwined. Building upon each other. Making each other stronger. Making me stronger. Complete the act, my lover. My brave explorer. Complete me. Once it is done, this body will be restored to me forever, as well as all of my power, so don't hold back. Your gift to me today will be repaid a thousandfold by a thankful god. Yes. There. It is not just the will and sorcery making my body young and vital now. I've been renewed. Restored physically. I am as I was when I first took the crown and first cast a spell. And this is how I shall remain. As will you, it turns out. Our life forces are linked now. You don't have my power, but our hearts beat in rhythm. You will live as long as I do, and I as long as you. So, it is in my best interest to keep you happy and healthy. There's more gold in the next room than you can imagine. And in the next, magically preserved scrolls of ancient knowledge and magic that, frankly, would put Alexandria to shame. They will all be yours. Or at least a reasonable share of them. All you have to do is stay with me. For I need to renew our link every few days. Physically, as we just did. But I'm thinking we don't need to wait that long.